This podcast, thanks to the REDAC Advanced Learning Skills course, April 15 and 16, where students will discover the skills to become effective, efficient, and confident learners. Visit redak.com.au.
Well, the headline says it all, or does it? Labor staring at landslide defeat. The latest news poll has Labor's primary vote at only 30%, the coalition's at 50%. Two-party preferred translates into a crushing coalition victory, 58 to 42. And Julia Gillard is also well behind Tony Abbott as preferred Prime Minister, 35 to 43. But Julia Gillard continues to brazenly assert she'll win the September election. And disturbingly, she may have some ammunition in her arsenal. One such piece of ammunition is new electoral laws, sponsored by Labor, which came into effect last July, and which allow the Australian Electoral Commission to directly enrol voters based on information from motor registries, the tax office and the like. Roll updates based on the new system began in Tasmania in November last year, and all states will begin updating their rolls by July this year. Perhaps this is why Julia Gillard has chosen a September election date, because four special news polls conducted in August 2012 found the roughly 1 million more, mostly young Australians who will be enrolled under the new system, will be more likely to vote Labor than Liberal. Whether that still remains true following recent debacles in Canberra remains to be seen. But every vote counts. The coalition holds 10 seats where its margin is less than 2% of the two-party preferred. The Gillard government is curtains, but don't imagine there aren't plenty of tricks yet for them to play in this campaign.